So we hear about negative effects all the time, but what are the positive effects of social media on our mental health? Let's take a look at that today. Social media has become a huge part of our culture and our society. It's something that we deal with all of the time. What are the effects that it has on our mental health? Well, there's some upsides and there's some downsides. We did another video about the negative effects of social media. You can click to it right up there to see what I had to say about that. And really, as I've looked over the literature, both the popular literature and the things that have been done in actual studies, it's pretty clear that they tend to focus on the negative effects. Are there any positive effects of social media? Well, yeah, that's why we use it. I remember years ago when Vicki and I were just married and we were having a conversation about, wouldn't it be nice if there were some way, some magic phone number is all we could come up with, because this was before the internet. Magic phone number that we could call and we could just find out where someone is or what they're doing. And there wasn't any magic phone number that we could call, but now there is. And it's not a phone number, it's social media. You can look up someone you haven't heard from in years and you can find out some basic information about them. It is easier now to find out what's going on with people than it ever has been. And it's probably going to get even easier as the technology develops. One of the most powerful boosts to our own mental health and feeling good and being confident is to be connected with people. And social media has made it easier to connect with people than it ever has been. Now, let's talk about that connection for a moment, because one of the downsides of social media is that it's a superficial, more of a distant kind of a connection. It's not like having a face-to-face, close interaction with someone, so there's a little difference in the quality. I found one study that was talking about the difference between passive versus active social media engagement. So passive social media use would be just swiping through and looking at this and looking at that and just kind of browsing and going through your social media feed in a very passive way. Active social media use would be intentionally engaging in conversations and adding comments and posting something about yourself. The difference between active and passive involvement is profound when it comes to how it impacts your mental health. And the research is showing that active involvement tends to be much more beneficial than just the passive browsing. The key here seems to be in actually connecting with people instead of getting into a passive consumption of the material that's already been posted. Social media has made it more obvious than ever that we are not alone on this planet. And we are not alone in the struggles that we're having. This tends to be especially true with those who are experiencing some kind of a specific life challenge or a health concern. When they post that on social media, what happens? Well, the friends and the connections start to come out and say, oh, we have had a similar experience, or they're able to connect with that person in a way that shows empathy and understanding. This leads to another benefit of social media, which is the formation of groups who share a common challenge or interest. This is another thing that helps us to feel less alone and more connected with the people that we share the planet with. As I started this video, I mentioned that most of the published opinions out there seem to focus on the negatives or the downsides of social media. And I think that what it comes down to is having a real human connection as opposed to a more superficial or phony or fake connection. That seems to be the real key. It seems to me like social media is more like fire. Is fire good or is it bad? Well, fire heats our homes. Fire cooks our food. Fire even runs our automobiles. But it's really destructive if it gets outside of the context where it's useful. If fire gets out of the fireplace, it can burn down the house. If it gets out of the fire pit, you can have a forest fire. So it's powerful. It's neither good nor bad. It's powerful. As we understand the power of social media, we can take some appropriate steps to minimize the downsides and maximize the upsides to our mental health and our relationships. So, a few tips for how to handle social media. Number one, schedule a time to check your social media feeds or to engage in your social media platforms. It can become very consuming if you haven't allocated a specific time, and I would recommend that you have a start time and an end time so that you can allocate a little chunk of your life to it without getting sucked into it. That's where some of the negative effects seem to happen. Number one, schedule a time. Tip number two, remove the push notifications. In other words, put it into your settings that it doesn't buzz your phone every time you get a little hit on your social media feed. You want to be in charge of this and not the other way around. You don't want your social media life to run you, but you take charge of this. So take those push notifications off of your phone and just check it when you've scheduled your time to check it. Here's tip number three, and I really like this one for a lot of reasons. Consider a media fast. What this means is you're going to set a specific period of time when you will completely abstain from social media. You'll just stay away from it entirely. You're not going to check your feed. You're not going to post anything. You're not going to like or swipe anything. A social media fast, especially if you can engage the people you love to do this with you. What if your family, for example, agreed to have a social media fast for 24 hours? What would you do? Could you connect a little more with the people that are around you in a real life, face-to-face sort of a way? I'm not saying that social media is bad. I think there's a lot of upsides to it. I think as we take intentional control over our use of that social media and we learn things about ourselves when we abstain for a little while from that, it's going to enhance our experience of it and actually increase the positive benefits to our mental health. I just love that this YouTube channel gives us a chance to stay in touch like this, and I'm glad that you're here. Please click subscribe if you're new to the channel and share it with someone that you think would appreciate it.